The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Threaded Thoughts, the podcast where we talk fashion, trends, and what's hot or not. I'm your host, DJ Jay-Z. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode, and today's episode we're going to be talking about jorts and my opinions on jorts. So I personally think that jorts are really cute, and I feel like they could be styled really well if you know how to put things together and how to make them look cute. I feel like jorts recently became popular about last year, and I feel like it's more of a vintage surfwear look, so people will style these shorts with like some rainbow sandals or any type of shoe. I feel like looks cute with them. It just depends on what kind of shirt you're wearing and how long the shorts are. But I have some jorts, and I usually will wear it with like an oversized t-shirt or like a more graphic tee than just like a basic t-shirt, because then I feel like it looks kind of odd. But I like to wear them with my sambas, my white sambas, or my rainbows. And I just feel like it looks really cute together, but sometimes I do see people wearing them and they are like a hit or miss, because it really just depends on the style of the jorts and how they look and how long they are. Because if they're too long, I feel like they look kind of odd, but it just depends on how you pull the outfit all together. And I know a lot of influencers and people mostly like on TikTok, Instagram, will style these shorts in a bunch of different ways, and it looks really cute. I remember at first seeing these shorts and I was kind of like, what the heck, like who would want to wear these shorts? But the more I saw people style them and the way they put things together, I was like, okay, wait, these are cute. And then it started just like popping off on social media, and I just remember seeing one of my favorite influencers, I think I talked about her in my last episode, which is Melanie Miles, is she was the one that I saw wearing them with like this like navy blue Adidas track sweater and then some like jorts. But the jorts weren't very long, so it didn't look very awkward. And then she just had some, like, plain sandals on, which I thought looked, like, really well together. Fast forward to the late 2010s and early 2020s, fashion really started to, like, go through this nostalgic phase, and people were bringing back Y2K styles, baggy jeans, vintage sneakers, and thrifted looks. And then suddenly, jorts came back, and it was really crazy because I know a lot of people used to hate on them, and my friend actually was like wearing them to school in high school, and a lot of people would make fun of him because he was wearing them. But then all of a sudden everyone wants to be wearing these jorts. So I just thought that was really funny. But on TikTok, people started posting thrift flips, taking old jeans and then cutting them into shorts so that it would be jorts. And then they would make them pretty oversized so that it looked more like casual and just like look cooler. And what's really funny is that how fast like something can become a trend, and one viral post like leads to another, and then the next thing you know, everyone is wearing jorts again. So it's like the internet took something like that was not popular and uncool and then flipped it to a trend like overnight. Like literally something can go trending overnight, and it's crazy because it really just depends on how the person styles it and then how or who it is. Because if it's like a celebrity that everyone goes to for fashion trends and the way their style is because they think it's cool and that's what's trending, I feel like people will start to, it'll start rubbing off on people, and then they want to dress like them. So then they start buying these things or making their own things. So it just brings back like something that wasn't cool, and then they turn it trending. It's kind of cool too, is that jorts kind of represent like the fashion right now. And what it's at. It's very chill, creative, and not taking itself like too seriously. And it gives off more of the like surfer SoCal look. And there's a mix of like nostalgia and individuality. But people aren't scared to look a little goofy anymore, I'd say, like wearing what they like and choosing what their style should look like. I feel like they don't care about other people's opinions. And it's all about like having fun with what you're wearing. Like, we've even seen celebrities wearing them to festivals, influencers styling them for city walks, and regular people just like wearing them to the beach or just random to school, even. So, I feel like it's a lot more normalized. And I feel like before people would make fun of people who would wear them, but now it's like a style piece. It's just like normal to like wear like the baggy or vintage look. So the thing is, will the shorts trend last? I mean, it's pretty hard to say because fashion moves fast and jorts have like this timeless thing going for them. Like jeans, shorts, and denim like really never dies. Like even I feel like even if the trend does fade, that they'll probably come right back like in another day, like another decade or something, even if it's like not now, but I feel like they will come back. And honestly, that's kind of the fun part of it, is that trends come and go, but the creativity like behind them just like never stops. So I feel like it's really cool to see that people are starting to wear what they want to wear and not just wear stuff for what other people want them to wear, if that makes sense. Like, for example, like the jorts. People were scared to wear them because they were scared of how people would perceive them for wearing them or bringing them back. But since it's so normalized now and it's more like the vintage surfer look, everyone is starting to wear them. So it's like cooler because people like celebrities, influencers are wearing these shorts, and I feel like people want to be like them and wear those types of things because it's obviously trending on social media. So it's just like more normalized to wear what you want to wear and be more creative and out of the box. Okay, and now it's time for the hot take of the day. And today I'm going to be talking about low-rise jeans and how they've came back, because I personally love low-rise jeans, and I think they're way better than high-rise jeans. And I feel like they just look cooler, and I feel like the baggier the jeans are, the cooler it is. First off, low-rise jeans were the thing like in the early 2000s, like Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and basically every outfit in the early 2000s. And then in 2010, the high-rise began to like take over, which is like the mom jeans, vintage Levi's, and like comfy jeans that didn't make you feel like you couldn't breathe. But now low-rise jeans are everywhere again. TikTok fashion influencers are wearing them, and stylists are calling them the ultimate confidence piece. I feel like, honestly, like it's way better to wear low-rise. I feel like it makes you feel more confident because, I mean, if you're wearing like a crop top or something, like. And I feel like it's not just the jeans that are trending for low-rise. I feel like it's the jorts, the shorts, all types of denim. People are wanting them to be low rise instead of high rise because it gives it more of a look. I feel like before, because high-waisted jeans were more popular, was because you felt a little more confident in the high-waisted types of jeans. But I feel like the low rise baggier look looks way better with certain types of tops and outfits. Like, sure, the high-waisted do look better with some tops that are, I feel like, tighter or shorter, but I feel like if you're wearing more of a vintage or streetwear look, then the baggy low rise look really cool. So my hot take on low rise things are that I personally would continue to buy low rise instead of high rise because it just looks better and cooler than the regular ones. Also, jorts are a kind of like a confidence test. Like, you have to commit to wearing them and you have to be confident in them and style them correctly, or else you're gonna feel a little insecure. Because I feel like when I wear my jorts, I have to be feeling confident, and it has to be the right place to wear them. Because I feel like I can't wear my jorts out in public to school because it's kind of like what if people are like, why is she wearing those shorts? Why are they long? Like, I feel like you just kind of have to be confident and own up to what you're wearing because they're like bold, they draw attention. But when you put them on, you're basically saying, like, yeah, I know this is a look, but like, I'm gonna own it. So that's why this trend is like mostly about not fitting in, and it's just the shift in fashion lately. It's not being about like, I don't know, it's not, you can't show that you don't want to be wearing something. I feel like you have to own up to it and feel confident.
So that is my opinion on jorts and how I think that they are really cool and fun to style. But I just also want to say, I feel like it's really cool when people go out of their comfort zone and wear what they want to wear. Like I said earlier in the podcast, that I personally, even myself, need to start wearing what I want to wear, and maybe it'll become trending, who knows? Because at first for jorts, they were not a great look, and then as you see people continuing to wear them and show how you can style pieces together, then it's like, okay, cool, like I want to wear that now. And then people will start wearing the things that you once thought were not that cool. For example, camo. A lot of people started to wear camo because of it started to trend on TikTok and other platforms. So it was just like, at first, even me, I thought camo was not the greatest look, but then it started to become more of a look on social media. So I personally got a hoodie that was camo, and at first I didn't really like it because I was like, camo, I don't know how I feel about that. And then it started to like become very popular over time, and it's still popular to this day. I mean, I don't think as much as it used to be, but it's still pretty popular, and I still think it looks really cool. Another thing I wanted to add is that if you haven't used Pinterest yet, then I think you should use it. It is such a cool and nice way to find different fashion pieces and how to style different piece of clothing, because I could go on Pinterest and be on there for hours. Like, if I am bored, I will scroll through Pinterest and it will show all these different pieces of clothing, shoes. Like, that's how I found the Adidas, that's how I found the Tiger shoes, that's how I found the jorts. I literally found jorts on there, and I just really liked the way the girl styled them when I found them. So Pinterest is a really cool platform to express like creativity and add things into a board of like the fashion pieces you like. So I just wanted to say that. But other than that, I think jorts will continue to stay popular because of how vintage wear and surfer wear is so in right now. Because I don't know, a lot of everything is like coming back, and I feel like more things are gonna continue to come back. Like Y2K streetwear look was all like my parents, when my parents were younger, that's what they would wear. So I just think that it's gonna continue to grow, and more things from like the early 2000s are just going to continue to come back, which is really cool, because I think that era was probably one of the best fashion then now, because skinny jeans were not the look. So yeah, I'm really excited for what other trends are to come. But that was my opinion on jorts, and I will see you guys next week.